Alright, while we're waiting for a few more people to show up, I just wanted to make sure that everyone had enough pencil, eraser.
Okay, so I guess most of you are the ones from the previous workshop. I don't know if I need to do introductions here. So this class is techniques for aging your characters, and it's not so much techniques, but it's more like information or the different changes that happen in the aging process. While I was getting ready for this class, it was just, as the aging process gets older, it just kind of got a little depressed and how our faces are going to change. So basically, it's not like we're growing up, it's actually we're aging, right? Even like five-year-olds, you know, it's, as the things change in their faces, they're actually aging, technically. So we will explore different changes that happen in the face over the years as we age. And some of the things that happen, like some of the changes that happen, are not based on age. A lot of the, it also depends on circumstances or an environment you live in, or, yeah. So we will identify the different details that makes the face appear younger or older. And we age differently, we all age differently, and as I said, it really depends on environment, lifestyle, health, genetics. Genetics would include like the different races look older or younger, like the Chinese people, they kind of always look young, and which is nice. And some people that live have a hard lifestyle, they work hard, or maybe they're outdoors a lot, they age, they look a lot older than they actually are. And children kind of, they all look the same. There's not many differences in children and babies. They don't really age differently. I think it's very much, not many differences there. So the people in poor countries have shorter lifespans, and because their life is hard, and the appearances differ a lot there. So as illustrators, we need to be aware of that, and when you read a story, make sure you know you're aware of the background or the setting the story is in. And if the person has been exposed a lot to the elements outdoors, like the wind makes your face look lined or rugged looking after a while. Or like construction workers probably have a more weather-beaten face, I'm sure. It's just my thing. So when we're illustrating a story or a scene, we do that with our illustrations, the way the people look, their action, and mostly here in this class we're focusing on the face. And all of that, what we're trying to say, we're going to illustrate in the face, like the, as we talked earlier, the expression and then the age, and also the setting of the story, where the person grew up. You can all see that kind of in the face. That's kind of getting deep, but it's important to know that. So, like if a man was growing up comfortably, you know, he's been well-to-do or rich, if we need to age him a little bit, we don't just add a lot of hard lines and, you know, it's just, we make him look like he's been taking care of himself, you know. And so I want to go through different life stages. I grouped different ages together so we don't just go through every single year of our life. So, there you go. There's the different life stages we're gonna go through. So there's a newborn, toddler, child, adolescent, young adult, middle age, early old age, middle old age, and very old age. Okay, there's three different stages there. For newborn, it's up to a month. Baby is 1 through 12 months, and so on. Oh, I guess we're gonna go on and I'll talk with me. So, the newborn, what happens, what makes a newborn look newborn? So there's the prominent nostrils, or they're really pronounced, in the tiny nose. We don't see very much of a bridge. It's kind of just like if you draw the nose, there's nothing happens over here. It's just a little bit of shading. That's about it. Very subtle. Eyes are usually closed, and there's lines under the eyes. There's these bulges under the eyes. And they have like this compressed appearance. The eyelids look wide, and they're a lot wider than usual. And so is the mouth line. Eyebrows are barely seen. You just, there's just this very subtle hint of eyebrows, and they're a lot higher than the adults. The adult eyebrows are kind of a lot closer to the eyes than the children or babies, newborns. So the ears are flat against the head, and there's no neck or chin. And usually newborns have a hat on, mostly, maybe. Especially like if you do biblical scenes. Or, yeah. So there's the baby. I think this is my son. He's about maybe 4 months there, or three. So the eyes are very alert. It looks a lot different from the newborn. He has a hint of a smile there too, maybe, a little bit. So, if you've been a mom, or maybe you know, you have siblings, you know I don't know if you know the different guidelines, or like the general baby development guidelines, like what happens at 2 months. It'd be good if you research that when you draw, like if you illustrate children or babies. That'd be very helpful. So you know, like if you're drawing a 3 month old baby, you don't have them like playing with toys, you know, or doing different, they all do different things. Or a 4 month baby crawling, you know, that doesn't happen. So they crawl around like 6 to 7 months, and at 11 they try to stand with support, and at 1 year they try to walk. So now the face, what happens in the face? There's roundness in cheek, there's a lot of roundness going on, the chin and the neck, if you see the neck, it really depends on the angle. There's no cheekbones. Eyeballs are nearly adult size. That's the interesting thing. The eyeballs are adult size there, nearly. But the eye slits are not, so the iris seems larger than adults would have. So that's the difference there. So the eyes are wider apart than adults, and they look alert and very responsive there. So that would be the baby stage. Lips become more visible, showing a mouth there. Ears start sticking out a little bit more. And you see some babies have like soft hair, feathery, and it's very fine. And many of them are still bald, or they have receding hairline. So there's the toddler, and that age is from 1 to 4 years old. I didn't include that in your printout, so you might want to note that, the ages as we go on. So cheeks are still full, round, and pink. Mouth is small and maybe puckered. Double chin, like many of them have double chins. There's still baby fat in the face, and under jaw, fat is disappearing, so there's a little more contour going on, or like, and then the neck starts to appear. Chin is more prominent. You have the hair, it's thicker, maybe getting darker, and it hides most of the face now. It's not in the back or starting from here. So children are 5 to 11 years old. And so we have a thin neck, and it grows out of horizontal shoulder lines. So that was kind of interesting when I read that. So adults kind of, it goes down a little bit, angled down, and children, they're still like horizontal. It really probably depends, something to keep in mind and observe. So mouth is small. Oh wait, so the eyes, the ears grow before other features, so they may appear larger for a time. That's one thing, the nose and the ears always grow, they never stop growing. Until you get really old, they grow. So eyebrows are still very high, not very high, but are high on the face. The chin becomes a little more defined, but doesn't look very strong yet. And nose is still defined mostly at the nostrils. So don't do a lot of definition here where the bridge is. It's still mostly subtle shading there. Okay. But the nose is getting longer than it was in toddlers. And the hair is thicker. The mouth region is bigger. So remember how I was saying that the mouth corners line up with the iris or the pupils? So it's probably around this age where it gets lined up. And the face contour is starting to show, but it's still very subtle and soft, like with the round cheeks. And, okay. So there's the adolescent. And it's ranging from 12 years to 17 years. At this stage, gender differences become visible in the face. This is when you start seeing the differences between a girl and a boy, where the girls have finer details. We'll get to that. So the eyebrows are full now and lower on the eyes, okay? And this is when that wide-eyed childhood look disappears. The size of the eyes are still large, which still differentiates them from the adult face, the adolescent and the adult face. That's the difference. And the nose bridge deepens. You can see how like his eyes are a lot deeper back there, and the nose bridge is more pronounced. The bone structure of the face appears now, but it's still softened a little bit by the full face. So boys have a thicker neck, and Adam's apple appears, and the girls, the neck stays slender. And so it's something, you know, these are like the basic guidelines. It probably differs with different people. It's something that where we need to be observant and observe every day. As illustrators or artists, we need to observe the different features and how they look in different ages. So the young adult is from 18 to 30s, okay, or the beginning of 30s. The face, eyelids become very visible and eyes look slightly smaller. So the line of the nose is chiseled now, as you can see in the photo. The face contour shows more bone structure, and you have that hard jawline now. Cheek softness disappears. So now the ear is from the top of the eye to the nose, roughly. So like the ear top is somewhere, lines up with the eyes, and ends with somewhere between the nose and the mouth. So men have a strong square jaw and firm jaw angle. And there's obviously the shadow or facial hair may be seen. And even some in the 30s show gray hair, but it really differs from person to person. So there's the middle age there. We have a man and a woman. That's my sister and her husband. So the middle age, that's where the changes in the face happen now that make him look, or a lot of people think that's where you start aging. So a lot of lines appear, and not so the changes happen not in the structure like it was up to this point. The changes happen in the face, the lines, the wrinkles. That's when the wrinkles start happening. So that's 40 to 50, okay? Eyes become heavier, eyes appear deeper in the socket. So like eyes go like deeper. There's crow's feet appear. There's downward, forward appears at the corner of the mouth, and you see the expression lines more so. So at this stage, that's when it's safe to illustrate expression lines a little more. Sometimes, like with children, you want to have that do that expression, but and you put these lines, and they just all of a sudden they start looking too old. So, but at this stage, it's a lot easier to get very expressive expressions. So you see the lines appear at the root of the nose. So that's like the basic one. The chin shows separation from the jawline. So the chin kind of starts, like there's this separation over here that's happening. Then there's the early old age. That's starting from 60s, okay? That's the 60s. We have, that's when the warrior frown appears and the smile lines become permanent and the worry lines become permanent. So, yeah, the eyebrows stay darker than the hair. That's one thing you need to know. And there's also pockets appear under the eyes, usually. It probably differs from person to person. Then we see that the skin becomes loose. A little more loose and hanging, like it might be hanging on the jaw. There's the jawline is less firm. Some bony like features of the skull start showing up a little more. So lips get thinner, and usually facial expression shows less energy, and maybe they look a little more tired sometimes. Lower facial region in the chin, jaw, and neck, so it kind of hangs down a little bit more, maybe, or it lowers down a little bit, slightly. And this is a new thing for me that I have learned, that face starts losing feminine qualities in woman. So that's one thing to note. And I think that goes with the bony structure starts to appear. It doesn't look as soft and feminine as we think. So there's gray hair and thin hair. Hairline recedes in men, and some go bald. Then there's the middle old age, which is 70s. That was a really hard one for me to find, like the photo for that one. It was really hard to get that. To identify the 70s look. My dad is gonna turn 70 this year, and I wasn't sure if he kind of looked maybe still not there, but I don't know. Anyway, so I found a photo that might look 70s or maybe 75. I don't know, what you all think? What does he look like? Does he look 70s? Yeah. So the chin is more evident, mouth folds are deeper, and lips are tighter. The skin is thinner, showing veins, and there's blemishes or spots start showing up on the skin. The upper eyelid may droop at the corners, so over here, and you can kind of see that in his eyes. So there are hollow cheeks start to appear. There's skin on cheeks starts sagging a little bit, not as much. So, and the corner of the mouth goes down, the corners of the mouth go down. And you can see the lines on his face, they're more pronounced now. And then you also have the folds join the chin and to the neck. There's these folds. And then the facial hair starts through the Spartan week, which it really depends if it's showing or not in the reference photo. So the nose kind of starts drooping also, and the eyes may appear watery or less intense in color. That's one thing you have to know. Another thing that really defines that old age is the unruly eyebrows. When I was doing the sketches for different ages, when I added those unruly eyebrows, that's when it really started looking authentic. So, and mostly all hair is lost in men. Women start having receding hairline. So, and this is when the hair looks thin and wispy, maybe. So, and this is the very old age. This is a Russian old lady. So, and this is from 80 and up, okay. The physical changes in the face, a lot of the features droop down. There's a lot of lines going in the face. And in the very old age, that's when women, or not women, people, like, they carry this, it looks like they carry this burden of the world. They have these sad expressions. And it's mostly due to normal aging process, like the aging of the face. So there's more age spots. Eyes sink even more back into these sockets. There's a lot of crow's feet. They're long and a lot of them going on there. There's no jawline, or somewhat. Maybe double chin. The mouth kind of sets in or gets collapsed because they don't have any teeth anymore. It looks like this lady does. Well, not in this picture. I had a few different pictures of her, but yeah. And there's more lines. The cheeks are sunken, which she doesn't have them on that. It's interesting. See, like, they all age differently. I wonder if this lady looks so old, maybe because she had a hard life, more so that she's that old. Maybe that's why she doesn't have the sunken cheeks. I'm not even sure. She did grow up in a poverty country, right? Anyway, so there's a homework for you. So we're gonna do the practicing, and you have that guideline, the face guidelines print out. But before we do that, I wanna show a little bit of age progression that I have done. It was very quick, and I was hoping to do another one to show in class, but I didn't have time, so I'm gonna show the first one that I did at home. It's very rough, but I think it's gonna get the point across. So this is my little 18-month-old son. And so this is, you can see the wide-eyed look, the high eyebrows, and they're very subtle. You know, there's the nose. You can see that I tried to suggest the nose only where the nostrils are. Well, in the bottom of the nose. There's the round cheeks. You can see the round cheeks. And not much anything else. Okay, so then the little boy grows up. I think this could be about 6 years old, maybe, or five. What do y'all think? Where you can, I added a little bit of definition on the bridge of the nose. I guess I could do that with shading, but I just added a little line there. The eyebrows still are high up, a little higher, and you can still see that energetic look in the eyes. And also you can see the neck is more defined. And that's a little bit older. You have a little more hair there. I lowered the eyebrows. The eyes are probably a little smaller. I added the nose is more defined and the face is more defined. The face contour, you can see a little more definition there now because the baby fat is disappearing. And this is probably around 20 years maybe. I think the jawline needs to be a little lower. Like if I'd have done another one, I think I would lower the jawline a little bit. So the nose, there's a lot more definition in the nose, and the eyes are a little bit smaller, the eyebrows are lower, and you can see a more definition in the cheeks. The fat, or the cheeks are not as round anymore. There's the hard jawline there. And this one, I did not label that one. This one would be, you think? Yeah, this is like the middle age stage. And then another one we have here. This is probably the early age, maybe 60s. There's a lot of rough lines going on there because I was trying to do it fast and whatever, but you get the point. And then that would be the early old age. And then here is like maybe the middle old age or some borderline very old age, where you see a lot of the chin separates from the bottom, like the cheeks. And there's the cheeks are sunken. You see a lot of lines going around the face, the unruly eyebrows, and the nose droops down. You can see that the mouth looks like just a thin line. There's not a lot of lip there. So yeah, and there are a lot of lines going across the forehead, and not a lot of hair. So. Okay, so now you can try it yourself and see. And then you can reference your printout and the different changes that happen with the different life stages. And try to do the at least four different age, or the four different life stages, okay? So you have half hour to work on this. So the guides that you have here are very generic, like on the face line, outline, as I said before in the other class. Especially for children and babies, it's going to go way beyond that, like in the cheeks area. You're going to be a lot more rounder and bigger, or supposed to anyway. I think the lines under the eyes, like the bulging area under the eyes in newborns, is what really makes them look newborn. I think that's like the key line, the key lines that make it look like it's a newborn.